Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Home Studios for episode 281 of The Mom Game. I am Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are still not together, but this is the last week. We won't be together in person because Julie's tour of Canada continues as she summers in Canada.
Oh, that sounds so fancy.
You're so fancy. Mm-hmm. You're in Victoria, British Columbia?
Nanaimo. Okay. But I was just in Victoria, so you're not far.
Okay. So you went from Vancouver Island to Victoria, and now you're in Nanaimo.
So Vancouver Island is the island that has all the cities on it. And so I was Victoria's
the whole
on.
Thing. I thought Vancouver Island was super small.
No, it's 460 meters actually.
Okay. So that
I
means
know this
nothing
because
to me.
My father-in-law has a real estate company that is called 460 Real Estate, and that's why it's named 460. Otherwise I would have no idea.
Take me through the whole time you're on Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
What town are you in? Or province? So
I was actually had this on or in debate within myself when I was texting you guys earlier about the tsunami. Do you say you're on an island or are you in an island?
No, you're on it.
On an island.
You're on the island, but you're in a town on the island.
I'm in a town on an island in an ocean. That's on the world.
Okay. I guess technically we're all in an ocean.
We're all in an ocean on land, on a continent.
Yes.
So, Vancouver Island is a large island with multiple cities.
Okay.
And it is just off the coast of Vancouver and like straight up north, little east from Seattle. It's like when you look at the map, you can see this little like carve out just up, let me use my directions, northwest. So it's like west coast. So it's right there along the west coast. It turns into Canada and then it's an island. It's a good size island. And I've actually like been learning more about it. I've been here lots of times, but like it wasn't fully settled or whatever you say.
Welcome to Canadian history.
I've learned
Julie
a lot
Dobbs.
Lately.
Like okay, go.
The U.S. was settled a long, long time ago, and this island wasn't. It was like the late 1800s, early 1900s, really before a lot of people really started moving here. And so, it's just crazy to me because everywhere we go, like I think I might have said this last week, but it's just like, how is this? Like, it's like a secret. It's like the most beautiful place in the world. You're surrounded by water and surrounded by ocean and beautiful ocean and beaches and mountains. You can ski, like just everything. But yeah, it's West Coast. Kelly's from Nanaimo, which is a town on the east, like southeast-ish part of of the island. And then Victoria is about an hour and a half drive south to like the bottom tip of the island. So there's actually a ferry called the Clipper that goes Seattle to Victoria.
Okay.
And so you can take a boat from Seattle to Victoria. And Victoria is maybe like outside of, you know, I haven't been a bajillion, like a whole bunch of places, but it's probably my favorite city that I've been to ever. And it's just so beautiful. So we took a one night trip with the family, with Ryder and Anna, to Victoria and got a hotel and did all the touristy walk around, showed the kids there. That was like kind of Kelly and my like city we used to go to pre-kids. You know, we'd go escape there. We had a lot of fun there.
Okay, so where did you start this Canadian adventure?
So like, I've been in Nanaimo this whole time outside of that one night.
So you've been in Nanaimo, mm-hmm. and then you just went to Victoria for a night for a little fun family excursion, and now you're back in Nanaimo. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is making lots more sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So, and you're coming home soon.
Yes. So like by the time this airs, I'll be home, going home.
Okay.
Getting home. Yeah. So this is my last day, actually. So after this show, we are cleaning up my father-in-law's house because that's where we've been staying. We stayed the first 10 days with my brother and sister-in-law and their kids, which was so fun being all in the same house, but also like I felt so bad. She's so sweet about it. But we moved here because my father-in-law is taking an RV trip across Canada and said that we could stay in his house. Okay. So we're going to do all our cleaning today and get it spick and span.
Okay. Yeah. Please send before and after pics.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Don't show them. No, I'm kidding. So yeah, that's my whole deal. So, it will be good to get back. I'm about to embark on another crazy house project, which we can talk about later if we want, but it will not calm down, but I'll be back in town. And then it's like crazy because it's just 1 week until school.
Yeah. So school starts for us August 12th. What about y'all?
Same. That's okay. Tuesday, right? Yeah.
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 Which is, it seems insane to me. It's also, it feels so like insane. My child has been gone for about 6 weeks right now. He's been gone since, I mean, he's been gone for a week and a half. He comes back the Saturday after this airs.
So it's just, like a 2 week camp. This is Ozark,
it's a 2 week right? camp. Yeah. It feels like he's been gone forever. It's so really weird.
That's a long time to be without a child.
And, you know, last year they both were gone for this amount of time, but I think we were so busy because like we had Adrian's Hall of Fame induction. So we were there and I was working a ton. So I worked a ton while they were gone. So I think it went by so much faster, but I think being at home, you know, without him and Hattie might as well be at camp. The girl goes somewhere different every night, every day. She's got plans or there's someone at our house. Like it's insanity. My
it's
little social butterfly.
Beginning. Yes.
Yeah.
Taking off.
So it's been weird. It's been weird, but
yeah.
Anyway, he looks like he's having a blast. His birthday is Thursday, the day this show airs. And so it's weird not having him here for his birthday, but we'll celebrate.
He'll be gone.
He will be. He was last year. He doesn't seem to care. So anyway, we've got all the birthday parties coming. So my birthday's Friday the 1st, and we'll celebrate then. And then Hattie's birthday party she's doing with her friend Lane, a joint birthday party. I bought a movie screen to go outside and a projector. They want a movie night outside. And then Henry, we do at the Ranger game. So,
Fun.
Yeah.
So yours is really soon. How are you celebrating yours?
So I told you that what I wanted to do and we're doing it.
Yeah.
So we have a dance instructor. We're going to a dance studio. I have given her two options as to songs that I would like to learn. Like, and I'm not talking about like an entire choreographed routine, but I'm talking about like a fun little dance for middle-aged white women, mm-hmm. You know, that don't have a ton of rhythm flexibility or anything else. So just realize what you're working with here. And so, I gave her two songs and she's going to choreograph like a 30 to 45 second little dance.
That's so fun.
So we're going to the studio to learn that. And then we'll come back here and, husbands will come and we'll have dinner and hang out. Nothing fancy.
Oh,
so
that's cute.
Well, I'm super excited.
And you're turning 29.
I'm 31 now.
Congratulations.
It's weird being in my 30s, but here I am.
It is weird, girl. Just wait till you hit 40.
I mean, I'm about to be 48, which means like I probably need to start thinking about my 50th birthday party.
Holy crap. Mm-hmm.
I know. Can you believe that? It feels so old.
No.
Like 50 sounds so old.
It is just a number.
It's crazy. I know.
That's crazy.
I will tell you, a quick little side note, this whole testosterone / NAD / supplements that our girl Morgan has me on.
Yeah.
I feel like my life has changed.
Really?
Like I am so much more, I have so much more energy. I don't feel like I'm just dragging my ass through the day. I feel like my mood is better. I'm less, not as anxious, not as snippy. I mean, trust me, I still have my moments. Just ask my family. But
oh, I'm so happy.
I just feel like it has made a huge difference for me. I had a follow-up call with her this morning. She redid some blood work because she wants to check in. She's like, we're going to adjust this next time and blah, blah, blah. But like, it's like we've talked about before. Like there's no formula for everyone. Everyone has a different formula and you're constantly tweaking that formula. I liken it. It's like baseball. Hormones are like baseball. It's a game of adjustment. You just have to keep adjusting to what your body's doing, just like a batter has to adjust to what the pitcher's doing and vice versa. So anyway, I'm super encouraged. I mean, I think I'm like 2 months into this process, a little over, and I am so incredibly grateful that you brought her to my attention. We're going to have her on the show. I think we're going to do maybe sometime in December, as people are starting to kind of in the new year, making these resolutions, like I'm going to take care of my health. I'm going to all that kind of stuff. So I think she's going to come on in December, but in the meantime, House of Skin and Health, like this is unsolicited. She's incredible. So
yeah, she's amazing. So I love hearing that. That's wonderful. Yeah. Cause that's just, I mean that's, it's your life. Like what's more important really than how you're feeling?
For a person like me, that's such a control freak and like just thinks like, screw, I can, whatever, I'll be fine. Or I can do that. Or it's going to get better. Or, you know, you just kind of put things off or you're like, I've got this, I'm in control. I can control, you know, whatever, my weird ass personality is, I can't tell you how glad I am that I did something like that because it's made a huge difference.
A lot of people think that they can just, and maybe you can, but usually our age and menopause, perimenopause, whatever requires a whole commitment from like a person to help you. Some people think that you can just quickly ask your primary doctor and they'll be like, here, do this, that, and then move on with your life. And then they go through life feeling terrible. I really want to do like everything you're doing. So, cause I'm still feeling like I'm dragging my ass through the day.
And a lot like of majorly lately. Right, like I'll just power through. It'll get better. I'll just power through. And then you look up and you're like, it's been 6 months that I haven't really felt like myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like I get up doing cartwheels out of bed and like, yay, can't wait to hit the Peloton and crush life for the next 16 hours. But, it's just, I just don't feel like I'm dragging my own ass throughout the day. So
that's awesome. I'm going to go see her again soon. You know what I'm thinking about doing?
Do tell. Boob job. Oh, you've already got one.
I already had way too many of those. Sure. I'm thinking about doing a dry August.
Okay.
I just decided this like yesterday.
Okay.
I just feel yucky, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that could really coincide with school starting. I remember seeing something. It was Anne Hathaway that like was like, I'm not going to give up drinking for good. Don't worry. But she was like, I quit drinking because it was affecting my parenting. And I do think about sometimes how once you start the booze at night, like you kind of get a little more into like, okay, when's my next drink? Instead of like, what could I be doing with my kids? You don't go on nighttime walks. Like you don't go outside and play. Like you can, and I do some, but like, it just is, it goes with like a sit down, relax, like let's all like, I'm going to watch TV and they're going to go to the other room, you know? And so I just think with school and like being on top of my game, waking up early enough for the kids to wake up early enough to where they're not stressed out, like all of the things, like, I want to be like, you're really good at waking up early. That's one of my big goals, is like waking up early and having everything prepared ish to where it's not a scramble screaming at kids out the door.
Yeah.
You know, like that just is such a bad start to the day for them. And I think it would really help me feel better, sleep better for one. Like my sleep I've been struggling with sleep. And I know when I have like 3 glasses or more, then I don't sleep well. Like, and so there's just, you know, all the reasons. Almost is more of an experiment because I haven't given myself that break long enough time to see what happens. So I almost just want to know what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm proud of you. I think that's great. I mean, and I think if it's something like you're telling yourself and your body's telling you, like, let's give this a try, then I think it's a great idea. I mean, I would never, you know, be like, well, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Dry right. August. It's so dumb. Like, I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
We'll see.
It's that trial and error process, like, right? Like, see if you can, you know, see if it, you can remove that from the equation. And then probably if you do a dry month, you're probably going to come back, ease into things and not really crave it or want it as much, I would assume.
Right. Like, right? And then just truly like enjoy it, you know, which I have gotten pretty good at doing. I think it's just been being out of town for 3 weeks yeah. where it's like been every night almost because we're just, that's what we do, you know? And yeah. so I think I just really need like a clean break for a while. And then I really want to focus on like having a good start to the school year. And I think that
yeah,
will help.
Good so for you.
We'll see. That's I awesome. Mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I'll have a little here and there, but yeah.
That's your choice, your decision, yeah. like whatever. I mean, yeah, do whatever you feel like is best and
yeah.
go a week and then want to have a glass of wine. Yeah. It's just like,
if you're experimenting whatever. Like with hormones and body stuff, like that is just a clean way to also, okay, what is my body actually doing on its own without me putting this stuff into it all the time? Like, what is it capable of? Right. Like,
right.
So I think I kind of want to do that, but I'm going to go back and see Morgan too. And yeah. I think I want to do, like, I've been weighing the post-cancer risk yeah. versus quality of life. And she's been great at sending me like articles and like things, like there's just more and more research and doctors saying like that this testosterone pellets are fine and they're not seeing an increase in breast cancer recurrence yeah. with it. And so I'm just like, you know what? Like I need it. So I think that's my plan too. And I'm super inspired by everything that you're doing and saying.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm proud yeah. of you too, girl. Yeah. Get it.
We got to make the most of our days. We're getting old.
It's true. That's me more so than you. Okay. You want to talk a little, sportsy sports stuff?
Sure.
Okay. Sports Scorts brought to us by our friends at Rev.
Yes. Thank you so much to our friends at Rev Entertainment, longtime friends and partners of ours. And there is still actually some time to make some summer memories at the ballpark. And you can head out to Cleburne for a little bit of a different baseball experience, just 30 minutes south of Fort Worth. Catch the Cleburne Railroaders before the season comes to a close. We do have a special coupon code that you can use at checkout for your tickets. All caps, Mom Game at checkout to get buy one, get one free tickets on any of the remaining home games. Get your tickets at railroaderbaseball.com.
Yay, Railroader Baseball. Okay, a little sportsy stuff. Cowboys are cowboysing. Still no Micah deal. Training camp rolls on. Yada, yada, yada.
Apparently Dak's looking all hot. And, he's doing I have the wife and the little kids that get to run around in the field now thing, which is always cute.
Yeah,
I bet he's been waiting for that moment for a while. So it's fun to see that.
Yeah, he talked about that. Like, yeah, that he wanted to be out. And I think it's so cool when guys have kids and they get to experience that, you know, they get to mm-hmm. be, you know, down on the field with dad and roll around and meet his coworkers and all that fun stuff. So football is going to be here before we know it, which I'm super excited about, like just in general, college football, especially. And then the Rangers are finally not just middling. Offense is starting to click. They did drop the first two in Anaheim to the Angels, which we can't seem to figure out the Angels. It's so weird. But they are now squarely in the wild card race.
Well, this is exciting.
And now they've worked their way into the conversation for the division because Houston is S-ing the bed like really bad. So
this is all amazing news, Emily.
It's all. Can you imagine anything better than the Astros S-ing the bed and the Rangers winning the division? Like these
last
couple months,
Rangers leapfrogging them
would be amazing. You still got to worry about the Mariners, but anyway. So things are fun. Baseball is still relevant and interesting, which I'm so excited about. you know, kind of that's what everyone asks, like, just get us to August. Well, they got us to August, and here we are. And offense seems to be clicking. Trade deadline is Thursday, which is the day the show airs. I have a feeling they're going to do something.
Okay.
Just because this rotation is so strong that if we can just get in, and your top two are Jacob DeGrom and Nathan Eovaldi, I mean, no one's going to want to face you. And now, especially with the offense coming around. So yeah, this could be it'll be a fun stretch run for the Rangers. I work again August 8th, I think.
Okay.
I work 5 games in 6 days.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm going to have to rest up for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rangers,
you'll be ready, right?
Yeah, I'll be. Oh, for sure.
It's like a good amount of time in between, I feel like.
Wearing makeup for that. Like, so much makeup for 5 days. Oh, my gosh. Anyway,
you should do one game, no makeup.
No makeup, like Pamela Anderson. Yeah, we need to talk about
that. I like what she's doing.
A little bit later. Yeah, we'll talk about her on the news desk, but... That's basically all the sports stuff. Are we going to talk? You want to talk about Luka now?
Sure.
We've got plenty of stuff later. Okay. So I'm sure everyone's seen the pictures. Speaking of looking all buff, I mean, Luka is straight up swole. It's unbelievable.
It's like he's been like secretly. I mean, we all knew he was starting to look like he was losing some weight or whatever, even last season. But it's like he's just been waiting, like in the lab. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to come wow everybody on the cover of this magazine. And he did.
He definitely did. And it's like, I mean, it's his revenge body, right? Like, it's like when you get broken up with and you're like, oh, I'm going to show you what you broke up with. And I'm going to look hotter than I've ever looked. And that's kind of what he's doing. It was funny. I don't know if you saw, but they're doing this whole Nike tour because he's a Nike guy or Jordan brand or whatever. And so they had him in the booth at the Yankees game. And so the announcers were like, yeah. So the announcers are like, so we saw you on the cover of Men's Health, read the article. You think you should show that to the Mavericks, send that to the Mavericks or something? He's like, oh, I'm pretty sure they've seen it. Like, he knows.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. So yeah, but good for him. It'll be interesting to see how the whole season plays out and when those two teams play each other. Of course, how Cooper Flagg's going to do. And where should we tell that who we're working? We're trying to get Cooper Flagg's mom on the show. Fingers crossed. I hope Kelly. So much she comes on. Kelly.
Me too.
I know.
Kelly, join us. We're going to have so Kelly, much fun.
Kelly. So yeah, so good for Luka. I mean, got a glow up, I guess you could say. But he worked his ass off, it sounded like.
What was all the headlines before the glow up picture surfaced and everyone was talking about how hot he is? And you know, I say hot just to say hot, like just for one easy way to explain a man bulking up. But like there was all this stuff about like LeBron and him, like not because they didn't finish as well as they wanted to in the postseason, like LeBron and him not getting along, LeBron saying stuff about him and all that. And then there were like headlines about LeBron maybe going to Dallas and now all that's quieted down. So I don't know. So I guess now we're just supposed to forget about all that because he's hot. It's like, oh yeah, now we're scared. Oh, the Lakers. Oh, watch out for the Lakers. Oh, those silly Mavericks. Yep. Like, wait, we just ignored all this stuff that made me feel a little bit better about everything.
No, ignore it all. It's all dead now.
How could, I don't know LeBron, but like, how could, I don't see those personalities vibing. I don't know.
Think about you're talking about, I mean, obviously I think Luka's hero growing up was Kobe and LeBron's probably the closest thing to that. Right.
Yeah. So which has to be weird though. Cause you're actually playing with him and you're the guy, you're the guy.
LeBron's 41 years old or whatever.
I know. And what LeBron goes like he's the mouthpiece, 100%. Leader of that team, and that's what Luka wants to also be, and they have a different skill set and all that. I think he does. I think that was part of the whole thing is like that he was kind of, I mean, obviously he like always wants the ball in his hands and that was such a thing, like he doesn't want to give it up. And then he also
I see, and I think he wants that on the court, and that's the only place is on the court. Like, as far as it's not like he's some magnetic personality, Luka. I mean, it's not like he's craves attention outside of basketball. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
LeBron is very different in that regard. So I think that'll come in due time. I think it's like everybody knows LeBron is on the tail end of his career. And so I think Luke is like, this is a new place and I'll make nice and do whatever for a year and, you know, kind of defer to LeBron. And then once he leaves, this is my show. So I feel like he's playing his cards pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. We'll see. Yeah. I hope they internally combust this year.
Okay. Well, there's that. Okay. Let's do a little feed talk. We can talk about the Pamela Anderson stuff. And I want to talk about Paulina Poroskova. So what's on your feed, brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes. Thank you to Audrey Dolan's Media for our glow up. Speaking of glow ups, like Luca and Dak and the Mom Game, they're helping us with everything basically that you see on social media. They help with influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaboration management, influencer campaigns, content creation and photography, social media management, and website design. They did do our brand new website, themomgamepod.com. We do have some fun collaborations coming up with them in the next couple of weeks that I'm excited about, and they can help you and your company with all of those things as well. They also do our newsletter, which, by the way, if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, you are missing out. It's really simple. It's not invasive. It's just one little doot in your inbox once a week, and then you get to follow along with the cool stuff that we're doing, what we're talking about on the shows, links to all of our discount codes, which we have some really good ones right now. Like the Lola blanket is amazing, and you can save 35% or 30%, one or the other, with the Mom Game discount. All of this is on the newsletter. Go to our website to subscribe. There's a little pop-up right when you go to themomgamepod.com, and then you enter in your email address, done. And it helps us a lot. So please do that. And thank you to Audrey Dolan's Media for everything that you are doing for us.
Yay, ADM. Okay. So we talked about this a little bit earlier. Pamela Anderson, first of all, Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are now an item.
Yeah.
I just watched a clip about this on social media, like on the Today Show or something. So what movie are they in now? I forget what movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Jasmine, if you can hear us, jump in here.
Hello.
Yeah, we need some
help. I'm the wacky neighbor that shows up.
Yeah.
She's Kramer. We need some help with gossipy stuff.
Okay, so what movie are they in?
I didn't know they were in a movie. I just saw that they were a couple. So, like,
okay, I'm
going
to find it.
And while you're doing that, Emily, I'd like to address this support of Julie for Dry August.
Okay, well, listen, I'm trying to be a good friend. That's a good decision. It's a good decision. I would never judge.
Really? Jasmine, you're not going to be supportive?
No, I'm supportive, Emily. When I dry January'd.
Oh, did I shame you?
Basically, yeah. We were
okay. Why do I forget everything?
But that was before the hormone journey.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a whole
you
new
are,
person now.
So I will give you grace, but I will tell you in January when we were taping in the studio and you girls were getting ready and, you know, getting wine ready, you'd ask me, you're like, Em, do you want, or you were like, Jasmine, do you want, you know, some wine? And I was like, oh no, I'm doing dry January. Yep. And literally, this is Emily. Glug, glug, glug. Knock yourself out. Good luck with that. So thanks for the support.
Sorry, I'm proud of you.
We're also virtual today. Like, who knows what would be happening if we were in studio with Wyatt?
Well, I know. So now I'm like, I guess I won't. But or I'll bring Jasmine in to have a glass of wine with me when we shoot in studio during January.
When I'm contractually obligated to it, then it's
this is true. This is true.
But I do want to try the new less alcohol one.
Okay. Yeah, we can do all those things. And Jasmine, my apologies for forgetting everything that happened.
Listen, if you're not flipping me shit, then I don't know who you are. So thank you. Okay.
This is true.
So are they in the movie or what?
Okay. So they are. Hold on. Let me find it. So basically, Pamela Anderson, for the last while, she had like a documentary type thing. And then where she was like not wearing makeup
and
all
the
kind of stuff.
I love it. I've embraced it because of Pamela. Seriously. I walk around looking like this because she's made it okay. So thank you, Pamela.
Same. Agreed. Okay. So there, Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson star in The Naked Gun.
There's another Naked Gun?
I guess so. I don't know, but here's pictures of them kissing each other, like not like make out, but like her kissing him on the cheek.
I love this little couple.
I kind of do. Okay, and this is going to sound really crass. Didn't Liam Neeson's wife like die skiing
like
on a mountain
16 years ago? And so he hasn't. So he hasn't he's just kind of not, you know, that's why this is a little bit more special too, because he's finally opened his heart up again.
I know. Well, and two, another thing that struck me in this clip I saw of them on the Today Show, the two of them together, is his voice is literally like that. Like, I just thought he sounded like that during movies, but that's really
that's
how he talks. Yeah. It's kind of hot. Also, it reminds me of Sean Connery.
See, like,
did y'all ever think Sean Connery was hot?
Like, too much for me. It's too bitty. I can't do the
bit
voice.
I never really
it's
did.
Too bitty for me. Couldn't do it.
He was so that voice. I just was
but
like
all the time, Emily. All the time.
I don't just in select moments that of my choosing.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Yeah. Just I'll close my eyes. You talk to me, say good stuff, and then we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you're listening, she has a Sean Connery fetish. So just
surely AI can do this by now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
voice
so
changer
good
for
those
special moments. And then
just roll the Sean Connery voice.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing, another kind of along these lines, Paulina Porizkova. So she posted, which I thought this was so awesome. She posted like this beautiful photo of her, like on the beach or in a hotel, like with the lighting great. I mean, she looks like 35. Like it's a wider shot of her. I mean, she looks phenomenal. And then like on the very next slide, she's like, and then here's me with bad bathroom lighting in my bra and underwear and, you know, hair not good or whatever. And I was like, good for you. Like, you're one of the most beautiful women on the planet, like your entire life. And she's just like, listen, ladies, like sometimes the lighting's bad. Sometimes the lighting's good. Sometimes you feel bloated. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're rocking that outfit. Sometimes you look like you're about to have a baby, like whatever. Like I look at that picture. I'll tell you this, that picture we took, Julie, when we went to the Vici pop up and I'm wearing that cute orange jumper.
Yeah.
That picture, I'm like, it looks like I'm maybe just out of my first trimester. Like just, there's just this bubble and I'm like, ugh. And I remember when we first posted, I was like, I'm going to tell them to take that down. And I'm like, who the fuck? I don't care. I do care. We know I dissect pictures of myself, which is why I try not to look at them.
Same.
Or
hate
post them.
Hate them. Hate them.
Very often. And so I was like, oh, so terrible. I'm going to tell him to take it down or put another one. Then I'm like, who cares? Like, you know, if someone comes at me with what trimester are you in, I'll be like second MFR, you know, whatever. But I think there's so much of it where you're trying to take the perfect picture, make the perfect, you know, have the perfect image of your family or perception of your family or your parenting or whatever. And I think we all fall into that trap sometimes, you know, where when, you know, we will go on vacation, I'll post pick the, you know, 10 best pictures to post or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I feel like, I hope that we're transparent and clear enough to where we're not, I hope no one thinks that we're pretending. And I hope we're providing like a safe space for that, for real conversation, for real imagery, for real shit happening in life, all that kind of stuff. Cause I feel like I feel like I go through ebbs and flows. Like sometimes I'll be like a complete, like for 2 weeks stretch, like all I do is, you know, clown on myself and post weird shit. But then sometimes I'm like, oh, look at this perfect little vacation, you know, whatever. And it's definitely not the case.
Oh
right?
My gosh. I mean, it's so not the case. No.
But good on her. Like, I don't know if we can throw it up there in editing or whatever, but it's side by side. It's like, it's message was like, you know, this is me at 60 years old. This is me with good lighting. This is me with bad lighting. Like, just stop trying to.
I love that. And that's the same like with Pamela Anderson and the not wearing makeup and everything, because she was like the ultimate heartthrob for so long. There's got to be part of her too, that both of them that are like, hey, I've made it to the pinnacle. Like everyone knows me as being this super hot, whatever. I've managed to keep that up for so long. Now IDGAF and I'm going to be me.
Well, and I think too, it's unfair because like, look, we age, it's battle scar. Like I get it now. Like when you were young and your metabolism still worked and everything was tight and wonderful and you were 18, not 20, hadn't experienced life yet. And like the older folks that you talk to would be like, oh, battle scars and my, and you just didn't get it until you were like in this place, right? So like my neighbor and I, yeah. we were hanging out at the pool yesterday. And I mean, bikinis out, bloated stretch marks. This is what you got. You know what? If you don't like it, you've got neck muscles and eyeballs. You can turn and close your eyes. Who cares? Like yeah. literally, who cares anymore? Who cares?
I know. Yeah. So much time, energy, money, and brain power going through like trying to change your appearance to for why, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I will say though, my girlfriends and I were talking about the other day wanting to get like get
just oh, the tech neck. Well, yes. I have tech neck.
So listen, I'm not saying I'm totally above no, all this God, vanity no. shit. Don't no.
hello,
do not
hi,
get me
hello,
wrong.
Same. But like realistically, no, like stop trying to look 20. Like I don't want to look 20 if I'm 60. Right.
Well, and I think it's whatever you're comfortable yeah. with, right? Like it's what, you know, it's like people, you know, but like my boob job, I was like, I got those because my two children sucked the life out of them and that I wanted them. I'm a bigger person. I'm, you know, and I, that's was a choice that I made. And so I, there's that whole balance between like, be happy with yourself the way you are and do things that make you feel better about yourself. Though. So it's kind of a weird thing to say because then people could be like, well, you get Botox and
yeah,
you have a boob job and you do this.
Look, like you're doing it to just preserve the age you're at. You're not going, hey, I want to look like I'm yeah. 20.
And there's like things like, you know, it's like, who was it? They're talking about, oh, it's my dermatology PA friend, Tara, who's been on the show. She has Charlotte that has Down syndrome. Anyway, and Tara always says that, like, what she always asks her patients is, what's bothering you? Like, what, you know, because sometimes they'll say, like, well, tell me what you think I should do. And it's like, no, that's not it. I mean, we could dissect everything from head to toe, but I want to know what's bothering you. And so for me, it's like the wrinkles in my forehead bothered me. So I got Botox, like my tiny saggy boobs bothered me. Right. So I got a boob job, you know, and then, but like, and then my neck's bothering me, but like, there's not a ton of things bothering me about
that's
my
tweaking. That's not like overhauling yeah. and being yes. unhealthy. And yeah. like Kris Jenner, I'm sorry. You look ridiculous. You are 70 something. You don't need to look like you're 25. That's ridiculous. Is all of
yeah, her that's
it's
just
crazy
right.
because then from here down like you just look ridiculous. So like there's a way to do I'm it like, healthy and preserve yourself at each age stage that you're at, but like come on. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I know I just thought those were really cool images, like good for those ladies yep. for putting that all out there.
I have it real quick. I'll just read through it just as to wrap up this topic. Yeah. This is what it said. This is me, vacation, pretty light, posing for a shot. This is also me, home, not great light, not posing. This is 60. This is 60 years of sometimes healthy eating, sometimes not. 60 years of sometimes working out, sometimes not. 60 years of doing the right things, followed by doing the wrong things and over again and again. It's 60 years of learning what works and what doesn't. And just as I think I figured it out, everything changes and I have to start again. The beauty of 60 is that now I understand the importance is in the lesson, not passing the exam.
Good for
I love
her.
That. Like super powerful. Yeah. In the lesson,
she's
not
awesome.
Passing the exam. Yeah.
Yeah.
So happy, Paulina. Happy soon birthday, Emily, too. Yay.
Yeah. 40.
These are important conversations. I feel like when you hit 40 and it, yeah. like, you know, and I posted about it when I turned 40, it was like, is it all downhill
yes,
from here? I don't know.
Everything
like,
goes to hell. It does. It
definitely feels like it because your body's doing so much different stuff. For me, yeah. mine's like paint, like just like feeling older. And like you get up from sitting down for after this show, I'll be like, ugh. Like that's what's really bothering me is like, I just feel like I'm not in strong enough and like in good shape. Right. So anyway, it's just crazy the difference when you
and
start
the
to
good
hit
news
these
is
ages.
That's something that you can fix like
right.
that, not fix, but that's something like if you know, if you want to be stronger and you want to be, you want that is something that you can control, but that's probably not the only thing, you know,
right.
there's going to be other stuff that you have to do. In
it's
conjunction
real fun. There's a whole
it.
Line item list I can send you.
Yeah. The list is long.
I definitely have like a back thing. I had an appointment. I had to cancel it because it was Tuesday. It's in Austin, but it's apparently an amazing back doctor, but they also help with like a lot of your back problems can be caused by pelvic floor stuff.
Yep.
And that's definitely what's like, mine is all related, like back pelvic floor, because I know because if anyone listened to The Freak, you heard when I laughed and like peed a little bit.
Another awesome thing.
It happens when I play tennis, like a lot. And I'm like, something weird is going on with that whole area. And it happens after you have babies, of course. And then you hold the babies on your hip and then you try to play sports. And then all of a sudden you're older and then your bones, everything. So I'm super excited for that appointment too, because it's like apparently this magician lady who has to like, I'll tell y'all after that, but it's an interesting approach that she takes.
You can't just dangle that out there, Julie, with your pelvic floor.
Well, pelvic think about floor pelvic floor.
I know. Approach. I'm thinking something that is not safe for work. Like, where are you going?
Well, it's a doctor. It is not safe for work. It's a doctor's office.
I mean,
so Jessie did it, and she was like, because she was having all this back pain, and it's like they tell you, like, they inspect your pelvic floor basically, and they say, like, I guess some people like don't pee properly, like you, like it's all this stuff. So it's very like interesting, but I'm going to this doctor.
Like, what are we talking about?
Okay,
so no, like I don't. Oh my,
just one.
Okay,
I don't know.
Emily.
I don't know, but I'm super excited to try it.
Well, I can't wait for the full report on this one.
I should do a little tease there.
Emily, you knock yourself out with that.
Knock yourself out with that.
I sure hope so.
Okay, before we go, there's a couple of news stories that I've been wanting to get to for weeks, and we have a little time since we don't have a guest today, so I want to do a little TMG news desk with a couple stories. So the first one is, I want to do is the screen divorce, and I want to get your thoughts on this. So, sleep divorce is a trendy term, even though it's not a new idea. That's when you opt to sleep in different beds or different rooms. We've talked about that before. So that's a sleep divorce, which I'm definitely not against. We're okay at this point, but if the snoring for either one of us, I think, gets out of control, we might have to pivot on that. But now there is, and this is one I have been a part of for quite a while, is the screen divorce. And that's when you do the same thing, but with streaming, like as you did with the sleep divorce, sleeping in separate rooms. So the screen divorce is like, and we do this in our house and have been for a while. And it's basically whoever gets in bed first, because there's very few shows that Mike and I will find that we want to watch together. And then what usually happens if we find one, then the other, we both like it. And then the other one gets ahead and then the other one's playing catch up. We need to come to a better agreement on that. But what we usually do is whoever gets in bed first, so this is a screen divorce, is they, in our house, gets control of the remote and the big TV and the TV. And then whoever gets in bed later will watch. I'll watch on my phone with my AirPods in. Now, the difference here is that if I get in bed first and watch a show, Mike will just not come into bed until he's ready to go to bed. And then then it doesn't matter. Then I'll put my AirPods in and keep watching on the big TV. Does this make sense?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I feel like I was on the forefront of this trend as far as, cause I don't want to argue about like, fine, watch whatever you want. But now it is a little bit of a competition to see who can get in bed first and get control of the TV. Unless we both have a show to watch together. Thoughts on you and your partners. Do y'all do this?
I'm going to be super boring in this. Jasmine,
okay,
you go first.
So Joey absolutely cannot stand sleeping or watching TV before he goes to bed. He is an odd duck. I am the complete opposite. Okay. I have to have the TV on to fall asleep. Like I have to have that noise in the background. And he's like, and this was a really hard line in the sand for us. It was very hard to navigate initially. And now I'm just like, sorry about you. So I just do it and... But he's snoring loud. Half the time he's snoring too loud. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So
are you putting in earbuds? Are you just watching TV at the normal
volume? I am freeballing with the
volume
on.
Okay.
And he can deal with it. Because if I have to deal with your snoring, you can deal with my Dr. Phil playing in the background to fall asleep too.
Okay. Okay. Love it. Julie?
I don't watch TV anymore. I just don't. I'm just too tired.
That's amazing.
So by the time... By the time I get kids to sleep, because they're still wanting us to lay with them and all that, like, what, did y'all lose me?
No, we're just taking it all in.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. It looked like I didn't hear him for a second. by the time I get kids to bed and we lay together, either Kelly or I falls asleep. Usually one of us falls asleep with the kid. And then from there, it's like, come down, get the kitchen ready, do whatever. I usually stare at my phone and zone out for like an hour because that's the only time of the day that I really can. And then I go to sleep. So, but we've already screened divorced, I guess, because he sits up in the living room and that's where he like makes his little like late night home. I always joke, I'm like, did you have a Kelly party last night? It's like when he stays up really late, there's like wine and potato chips and he's watched some like to
Emily. Oh, the shoot 'em up. The shoot 'em up shows.
It's always a shoot 'em up show. And I have zero interest in that. Every once in a while, something will like come around where it's like, oh, let's try to watch this together. And we try and I fall asleep. So it's, I don't know, maybe after I have all my hormones figured out, I'll be able to stay up and have more energy. But I think I don't want to sit there and have a drink. Like, so me just going to sleep helps me not, it just helps me feel better. So I guess we're already sort of doing that. Our problem is, which I don't see it ever changing, is like, when we do finally get in bed, it's like the stare at our phone thing. And I know a lot of people will go put their phone in another room. And I think that's a great idea because there's so much research and science out there that says like staring at this thing right before bed and then right when you wake up is one of the worst things you can do. It helps inhibit or prohibit your sleeping, you know? So that's one thing that I'm thinking about doing. But as far as noise and stuff, I do use an app now. It's called like Endel and it's like for ADHD, but it's this wonderful brown noise and that's what I sleep with now. And I love it. Okay, so I don't know if someone that needs
what's
noise.
What's the difference between brown noise and white noise? I feel like Cooper was making this up.
They're just like different tones. Like some's higher than others. Like the brown is just like a perfect, like kind of middle of the road to me, where if my brain's going, I just try to think about the noise. Like just focus on the noise and then your brain can kind of silence.
I think my anxiety would be like, what am I focusing on? Am I focusing right? Am I over-focusing? Am I under-focused? Like I just couldn't do that.
Yeah. Kelly didn't like it because he thought it sounded like water, but.
Yeah. I do have to have noise in the background. Like, I don't know. But then I'll fall asleep with my AirPods in. I'll wake up like at 2 in the morning and my phone's on and the, you know, AirPods are in my ears and I know it's, I probably should try that. Like try to just shut it off, like just shut it off and just lay there. But then if I lay there in silence, then my brain starts going, what's going on? Why is there no noise in my brain? Now I'm going to flood your ass with all these, you know, thoughts and intrusions and
ruminating,
to-do list.
You start to ruminate.
To-do list, all that. Yeah. So anyway, we'll keep on keeping on.
Shout out to Braintopia. Yeah. They can help with all those things too. I'm excited to get Ryder back going there and then hopefully ask if I can too.
So I've been on the forefront of the screen divorce for quite some time. And then one other thing I wanted to hit that kind of plays into the hormone talk, because I feel like when you are going through menopause, perimenopause, whatever, like little things that you think are completely mundane totally wear you out. And it like just annoy you. And so there's a list of the top 10 minor annoyances that stress us out. Okay. Let us know if these are true for you guys. Okay. Number one, when you run into someone you'd rather not talk to. I will go to such great lengths to pretend that I don't see them. And then you'll get busted and you're like, oh my gosh, I totally didn't even see you.
Yep.
And it's not even that I don't like them. It could just be like, I just don't have any BS right now. Like I don't have the bandwidth. Yeah.
And it's extra weird when it's someone like that you haven't seen for a long time. So it wouldn't just be like, getting ready for school. What about you? Oh, it's like you almost feel obligated to do the like,
yes.
What? Tell me about your like kids and your life. What have you been up to? Like that is a long conversation. That's one of the reasons I'm glad I don't live in Austin because that's the type of thing that happens all the time with people from high school.
Yeah. Fill me in on the last decade of your life.
You're like, just in the aisle trying to get ketchup. Can we leave? Like, and I've done the thing too. I've taken it to another level where I've been like, oh, sorry, my phone. It's so good to see you. And then I will just,
I
swear to God, I have done that on multiple occasions when I just literally don't have the bandwidth. I'll do the fake like, oh, hey girl, so good to see you. Oh my God. Oh, sorry. I got to take this. Yeah. Talk to you soon. And then I'll just,
Big important call coming in.
Now make sure it's off before that happens, because that's bitten me in the ass. So
this is true. Okay, a knock at the door when you weren't expecting anyone. Like, who actually comes to houses anymore? Like, what are we doing?
So many.
Like, we had someone trying to get us to bug spray our house. I'm like, you've knocked on my door twice in the last, you know, 3 weeks. What are we doing here? I've told you no. Why are you knocking?
Bug spray or roof quote or Jehovah's Witness.
I haven't had any Jehovah's Witness. Yeah,
we'll have them every once in a while. Or kids selling something, like high school kids selling something, and then you have to do the quick, like, are you full of it or are you
right? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We get a lot of all those, and I hate when the doorbell rings. Right. I run and I get scared, especially if I'm alone. Like Kelly just makes fun of me. He's like, why are you so scared of the doorbell?
It's
like,
weird.
Because I'm like walking around in my jammies and trying to focus on like a million different things and walking around in circles. I'm already stressed out. And then someone knocks on the door and I have to go speak to you about no.
And leave my back door in the day, alone. Remember, it was like a thing that you expected. So like you always had company cake and company tea in the fridge. Like, oh, that's cakes for company or that whatever, like growing up. Yeah. And it's like, what now? Are you kidding me? Go away.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Leave us alone.
Okay. So along those lines, also a phone call you weren't expecting is on there. Like, I mean, my phone will ring and I'll be like, oh my God, what? Who's calling me? Like, this must be like a really big emergency. Like,
no, it's just garbage called. Unless I know who it is, I don't pick up. You can go to my voicemail.
Yeah. But it is crazy how we've turned into that, where it's like if a phone call is so unnatural. It's like,
I know. People
it's almost
can't.
Like you have to text someone, hey, can I call you? Like that, I very rarely just call people out of the blue.
That's weird.
Like, I know.
I know. But that's kind of sad.
But when you do actually have a phone call, you're like, oh, this was so much more efficient. Like, this was nice. We actually like, my hands literally get tired.
And I'm very much this could have been a text or an email. Because there are some people that you know are talkers. And when someone says to me, like, hey, Jasmine, hey, thanks, or I have a hard stop, or I have a hard stop at a certain time, or hey, I've got to go, I'm like, cool, yeah, bye. The people that you're like, hey, I got to go, and they continue to talk, and you're like, I said I've got to go. Like, I don't play that game. And so there are a certain amount of people that are in my life that I'm like, this is a text or an email. Don't call me.
Yeah. okay. So, but remember, that kind of makes me sad, because remember when we were growing up, like, a phone ringing was like the coolest thing ever. Like you fought to see who could
pick up the phone,
get the answer the phone first.
Yep.
And you couldn't wait to see who was on the other line.
And moms controlled everybody's phone click. Talking. You like had to field the phone calls. The kid would have to be like, hi, Mrs. Dobbs. Hi, Mrs. Is it okay? Is Julie there? And or it was like a boy. So then that would be so cool. I wish we could still do that. Yeah. You know what boys are calling your daughter, you know, like,
or
you get to see how their manners
are. Do you remember
are.
Like you'd leave and come home and you'd see the voicemail number notification on the, or the answering machine. And you'd be like, oh, I have 3 messages. Who are they? And then you'd forget.
And you couldn't wait to
change the tape out. So you would just turn it over. And sometimes it's an old message blending with a new one. Like
the tape. Funny. Oh my gosh. I totally forgot about the tapes that you actually put in there. And they would get full.
Isn't
and you,
wild?
Oh, that's amazing.
I didn't survive.
Okay. I know. Seriously. Someone talking when you're trying to focus or want silence. I mean, it's just, kids in general. So, you know, now I'm working from home so much more since I'm not doing as many Rangers games. And like, this is my little haven. This is where I spend like the vast majority of my day, in this chair, at this desk, in this office. And so sometimes Michael, he did this yesterday. Sometimes he'll come home from work and I'll be like in the middle of something, or maybe even like on a call, like I've got my AirPods in, whatever. And he just comes and like asking me questions. And he's in there making a sandwich, and then he turns on the TV so effing loud I can hear it here. And then I'm just like, I don't come into your office and make a sandwich. But also too, it's kind of his house as well. And if he wants to make a sandwich for lunch, I should probably allow that. But it's like, I'm so used to just kind of pretty much quiet. I mean, the kids, even when they're here, they're pretty quiet because they're just kind of doing their own thing. So it throws me off. when he comes home for lunch, it makes me actually kind of insane.
Being alone is gold. And when that gets disturbed, it's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. Okay, this is another one. Loud chewing. Like,
oh my.
And once you hear it, like I know a couple people who it's just the way that, and I'm like,
I will stab.
Oh my
It'll
God.
Make me literally see black. Like,
And once you notice it, you can't unnotice it. And it makes you so, it makes me
angry.
So tense because I know I'm like, I'm so, yes. And I'm like, Emily, you need to calm the fuck down. You do weird stuff too. So stop. Just
but
stop.
But that's next level. But, like smacking, crunching. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Like that's a quick way to like, I'll lose my shit if I hear it.
Yeah. We always will be like, if somebody's eating chips or something, I'll be like, oh, are those chips good? And like, yeah, they're great.
Like, you're like, no, you didn't catch my hint.
Yeah, no, I don't think you know what I mean. But I mean, I think we're all guilty of that at certain points in time, depending on when you're eating. But I think that like in our house, we're just a bunch of button pushers in our house. Like where if it's like Adrian Beltre and the don't touch my head thing. Once you say
it's game over.
That it drives you crazy, then that's all that's going to happen. So I've told y'all this, that what my family does, and it's mainly Mike, the whole Momsens thing. I've told y'all
what?
This. So Mike calls me Momsens, and I don't even know where it started or where it came from. But so literally I'll be like focused, zoned in on something, and he'll be like, Momsens. And I'm like,
Emily, no.
Momsens. Oh my God. Like,
oh my God, please. Momsens. Will you bring me a water? Will you do this? And I'm like, will you please talk like a grown up? And it's not even, it's
that the sounds
no.
cute.
Oh,
it
no.
does it.
That does. No, Momsens. No.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. I should call Hattie in here and make her justify or vouch for me. I mean, it. And God, he's like, you're going to miss it when we stop calling you that. I'm like, I probably will. But right now it's making me
insane. I'm fascinated by the inception of this. Where did this come? What is a Momsen?
He has a lot of cute little names for
so
you.
So we do like, because well, they call like Moms, M-O-M-Z, and Dads, D-A-D-Z. But then he just one day took it to a level. And then I expressed my displeasure in that level. And now his mission.
Yeah, that's where you screwed up.
Yeah. So now it's like, what? I mean, what are you talking about? I'm like, can we please just Momsens? Moms. And it's the way he says it. Momsens. I'm going to have to record it.
No, it's fine.
Just to
record it. No, record it so we can post it.
It's good.
It's good.
Okay. And then one more thing. One more thing before we go. And Hattie, come here, please. So I don't know if she's going to let me share it, but if she will, I want to insert.
Did she know this is coming?
No. Hey, do you care if I play the Dennis video on the podcast? You don't care? Okay, she doesn't care.
Oh, you're awesome, Hattie.
So, y'all, this is a glimpse into what I'm going to be dealing with in 10 years when she's in college or whatever. She had to get two fillings, and they put her on the nitrous oxide, which if you've never had nitrous, I suggest going to the dentist and getting
it's
a filling
awful.
Filled.
When someone has a video, you do filled. It. It's awful when someone, I got PTSD watching your video because someone did that to me and it was awesome.
They did.
Oh, on the air.
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh dear. So anyway, Hattie was actually excited. She was like, am I going to, because Henry's had it before. And so Henry was like, it's great. Like you're so relaxed, whatever. So Hattie gets in that chair and they put it on there. She will not, first of all, she will not shut up. And she's talking loud and da da da. And this dentist office is wide open. And I just was like, honey, like breathe through your nose. And she's like, hopefully we can insert the clip here. But I mean, it was hilarious, but I was also slightly mortified. I'm like, please, like, at least just be quiet. Like, if you're going to be real
dentists, they see so much stuff in the dentist office. I bet they don't care.
Keep the volume down. And she's like, I don't even know if this is working, Mom. And then at one point she was doing motions. She was doing the heart like to the dentist. She's like, heart. And then I was telling her stuff and she'd be like, Oh, and I was like, oh dear. Like, you better be glad you're on that nitrous, because if not, I'd smack you upside the head.
Oh, but my gosh.
Anyway, it was so funny. And it was, I don't know, it just was hilarious.
Dennis' videos are the best.
Yes. And then, you know, she capped it off with, I want all the nitrous.
Oh, she is, like, is your daughter. She is your daughter.
It's not a good
sign
for
great.
Me. It's not a good sign
Emily.
For me.
Her
so
mom
anyway.
Who is obsessed with early bird gummies. It all makes sense.
I know. So it's like, she even asked, she said, if we could buy this. And I'm like, you can't buy nitrous. She's like, well, they have it.
Gee,
I'm like,
okay, she's smart. Understand. I didn't even think of that.
And I'm like, this is not the way this works. And we need, please, like, we need to forget about
the nitrous bar in your house.
And oh, how, no.
And how good it makes you feel. So anyway, hopefully those clips of Hattie will brighten your day a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, so next week, anything else I'm missing? Next week, we're back in studio.
We are.
Julie's
together.
Back from Canada. Yeah.
Julie's yeah. back. I'll bring some Coppola Sophia Blanc de Blanc for Jasmine and I.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to have your dry August.
And then
I still haven't tried that, y'all.
It's so good.
I missed the Kendra Scott event, so it was great,
oh, yeah.
right?
Look at my new earrings.
So cute. Speaking of, I have
earrings.
Oh, those are really cute.
Yep. Got new earrings. Hattie got a couple things. She got a new bracelet and a new necklace. And I got 3 new pair of earrings. Jasmine and Hattie both helped me pick them out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was a great event. We had so much fun.
As always.
We missed
you.
Yes,
we were missed.
Yeah. Well, I liked getting the updates. Yes. It looks amazing. And the Williams Athletic line looks so cute.
And yeah, shout out to Tara from Yokiro. That girl.
She's ready
amazing.
For a good time.
I think maybe her
She's
and I
ready.
May have had some nitrous at the event from our text messages.
Mom Games next event, nitrous. Nitrous and wine.
That would be the deadliest combo ever.
That's the funnest.
Okay, well, yeah, I know. Well, fun times, girls. Julie, safe travels back. We'll
Thank
see
you.
Everyone next week from our real Coppola studios. Take a picture.
Cheers. And a smile for my behind-the-scenes photo. Fun having us.
Everyone smile.
It was fun. Thanks for joining us, Jasmine.
Thanks for letting me on.
Okay. All right. Episode 281 is in the books. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, Mom Game.
Mom Game out.
Out.